Well, this is a little passage where people came to Jesus and the questions were about how do we inherit eternal life, or how do we enter the kingdom of God, which are phrases which are talking about becoming God's people and being with him in heaven. And it was encouraging that people thought about such things. Too often we just bumble through life without thinking about such things. And so we're encouraged that the man who ran up and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" actually cared about that issue and wanted to be clearer about it. And it's helpful too that Jesus addressed the issue, saying how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. It's helpful, but at the same time, it's perplexing and astounding because of what Jesus says in places like this. Because Jesus' disciples were astounded at what he said. Greatly astounded, it says. Their response is strong and they're amazed and shocked. And at the center of what they're shocked about is this phrase, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Now, I do have some experience in threading needles. Not much, but enough to tell me I'm not very good at it. And there's one or two of the rudiments of what needs to happen if you're going to be successful. So I know, you know, you have the little bit of thread, don't you? And you have the needle. And there's usually quite a small hole in the end of the needle, because if it's a big hole, then your thread comes out while you're sewing, doesn't it? And so it needs to be quite a small hole. And you have the thread, and you hope that whoever cut the thread last has done a clean cut, don't you? Because otherwise there's bits poking about all over the place and you're going to have real problems threading the needle. Because if there's bits poking out all over the place, it's going to be too wide and it all gets caught and it doesn't work. Well, you know, you're the experts, I'm sure, but I'm just saying I know a little bit about it, enough, I think, to start getting into the picture that Jesus gives here, because it's a rather ridiculous picture, but it is one that builds on the basic rudiments of threading a needle. So if there are bits sticking out all over the place, it's very difficult to thread, if not impossible. Now think of all the animals in the animal kingdom that have bits sticking out all over the place. And camel must be somewhere near the top of the league. Because camels do have sticky out bits all over the place, don't they? Really have. They have long legs, they have long neck, long nose, and then they have at least one hump. So just in terms of the rudiments of threading a needle, a camel must be one of the least likely things to be able to get through the eye of a needle. So Jesus is using the picture in a slightly ridiculous way, but making a point for all of us who know about threading needles and how difficult it is to start with, never mind when you're presented with a bit of thread that's sticking out all over the place, never mind when you're presented with a camel that's sticking out all over the place. That's the idea. We're to regard this as ridiculous, impossible. I won't only be here all day, I'll be here all year trying to thread this one. It's impossible. And actually, Jesus is making a point. And he's making a point first and foremost about how if we're rich, it does make it difficult for us to enter the kingdom of God, because those of us who are rich tend to depend on our riches rather than put our trust in God. So there's a very simple point that comes from this. If we have lots of belongings, possessions, like the man who ran up and had the conversation in the first part of the passage, if we're someone who has many possessions, then often we rely on our possessions, which is a problem if we want to enter the kingdom of God, because being in God's kingdom is about relying on Him, trusting Him for everything. He's the king, He's the one in charge, and so we look to Him for everything. But if we have lots ourselves, then we probably look to our bank manager, or look to our checkbook, or look to whatever it is, and rely on that rather than relying on the Lord. It's a challenge to those of us who have much and tend to rely on what we have, because the call from God is to rely on Him. That's what a relationship with God is about, putting our trust in Him, not as an added extra, but as the one who we trust more than anything else, beyond anything else. Even if everything else is taken away, He is the one who we trust. And then the sort of wider point that's underlying this, which is if we do want to go to heaven, if we want to be in God's people, if we want to be saved, that's another phrase that's used in here. The disciples in verse 26, they were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" If we want to be right with God and have a future with Him that He has promised, then can we do it? No, we can't. For us, it's impossible. We can't earn it. We can't do it. We can't, of our own strength, of our own efforts, be saved. We can't, of our own strength, of our own efforts, inherit the kingdom of God. We can't. It is like trying to thread a camel through the eye of a needle. Can't. We might like to think we can. But if we think we can, we're still going to be there a year later trying to do it, because we can't. Only because of God can we be saved. Only because of what He does. Only because of what Jesus has done on the cross and in His resurrection can we be saved. We can't earn it. We can't achieve it. It's only through God. It's impossible for mortals, as Jesus says in verse 27, but not for God. For God all things are possible. So in this passage there are some basic lessons which everyone needs to take on board if we want to be right with God, if we want to be saved, if we want to inherit the kingdom of God, be in God's kingdom, if we want to inherit eternal life. For one, it's tough. It's more difficult the more we have, because we tend to rely on what we have instead of on God. And two, it is impossible from our own efforts. We cannot earn salvation. It's a gift from God. It can only come from God. And all we can do it is receive it. That's what we need to do. recognize that we can't do it like the camel. We can't. All we can do is be on our knees with outstretched hands to receive from Jesus the gift of salvation that he offers and only can come from him. So it's quite a hard-hitting little account, but at its core are some of the most important things if we want to be right with God and with him in the future. So it's so helpful. And I'm sure the disciples recognize it as so helpful afterwards. While they were hearing it, it was very disturbing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Sometimes it does disturb, astound us. And Lord, we do thank you for this ridiculous picture which makes us think hard about things that matter. Please help us to follow through those thoughts so that we and others around us might know your salvation. Amen. Now, next in our service, back on page 7, near the bottom of page 7, we've got the words of the Creed. If you'd like to stand, please do.